Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Bills Wire podcast presented to you by USA Today, SMG. My name is Matt Johnson, your host. My man Jeremy is out this weekend, but for good reasons, not injuries, not for anything bad. Jeremy, congratulations, my friend. Jeremy just got married this past weekend, and very, very happy for him, and I'm glad that the Bills got a W for him for this occasion. So, Buffalo wins 17-16 in New Jersey / New York, which was a big deal, and this was kind of a 50-50 matchup for a lot of people, and it kind of came down to it with how close the score was, but it was an ugly first half. Bills overcoming a 16-point deficit, which is the first time this has happened since 2011, but a big deal regardless. Despite sloppy play, despite bad penalties, some bad reads, amongst other things, Buffalo showed a lot of character overcoming this deficit and coming back in the second half. There was a lot of bad. The first half of the game was not very good, but at all for Buffalo. But like I said, character, it goes a long way, especially when you have a coach and general manager who they harp on the process and culture and this and that. And it really showed a lot of togetherness. I've lived in Buffalo all my life. I'm 28 years old, and I've seen the worst of the worst for Buffalo, and I've seen the best of the best. And I've seen a lot of teams that would have just, we're done, being down 16 points. I really, truly have. It's, it's kind of a shame, but this Bills team, though, they're here to fight to the very end, and that's exactly what they did. So hats off to them. But like we said, the first half was not very good. Bunch of turnovers on the Bills side, not on the Jets' part by any means. Actually, I don't know if the Jets really turned the ball over at all throughout the game. At the very end. But regardless, first half, you got the Bills fumble after going 32 yards in 2 minutes 56 seconds. And, Josh Allen was sacked at the New York Jets 33 for negative 7 yards. And it was recovered by McClendon of the Jets. That almost set the tone kind of right there for the first half. And a lot of people got down, and understandably so. The phrase Bills are going to Bills and this and that. The pessimism was shown on social media very, very quickly. But it changes. it changed very much so. But, Jets punted on the next drive, then the Bills on the first play of their next drive, interception. Allen got picked off by C.J. Mosley, bounced off the hands of Cole Beasley, which is not great, but Mosley took it 17 yards to the house. It was a pick six, but the Jets kicker, not Catanzaro anymore, but Vedvik, who replaced him after Catanzaro, I believe, retired, missed the extra point. So this actually paid off for Buffalo in the end. Next drive, Buffalo punted after traveling 40 yards. Then the Jets punted, and then the Bills punted after only going 2 yards in 3 plays. Not very good. But there was an interception here that was called back. It definitely a lifesaver. It was, they got lucky on that one. But couldn't get very far. However, plus side of this second drive, though, Bohorquez punted 60 yards to the end zone, so that's a cool thing. Second quarter began. Jets punted after going 38 yards. Bills fumbled again after going 63 yards on 9 plays. It was picked up by C.J. Mosley, who had a hell of a first half, and he got banged up or something. He was had to end up sitting out the second half of the game. But Mosley was all over the field there. But, just not a good ending for that one. Jets punted again after going 6 yards on three plays, and the Bills threw another interception. Heading for Allen passing short right for Zay Jones, picked off by Hewitt of the Jets. So, not good. Then, Vedvik missed another field goal. Well, first field goal, and off the missed field goal, Josh Allen just kneeled in the first half. So that was kind of it. One thing I did notice is that the Bills were very pass heavy in this first, this first half. They didn't utilize run as much, and I kind of get it. The Jets, run defense was very highly regarded coming into this game, and it's kind of funny though. As soon as the second half hit, they turned it up a little bit, and the Bills started moving the ball a little bit more, which was kind of surprising. But regardless, I was surprised that they tried to make Josh Allen throw as much. And it is possible. It is very possible that, because the Jets' secondary isn't all that great, that they try to have Allen throw a little bit more. But you can't force those things. You can't force them at all. You essentially make your team one-dimensional in that regard. And like I said, Frank Gore couldn't get going. Most of the scrambling yards from the first half were Josh Allen running for his life because the offensive line wasn't all that great, in my personal opinion. Some people may beg to differ. But Josh Allen had to use his feet to make plays quite often. But regardless, third quarter opens up. Jets punt the ball, going 15 yards on seven plays, and the Bills get a safety. The Jets get a safety on the Bills. Frank Gore, it was really close. It could have been considered questionable, but this put the Jets up 8-0 over the Bills. So they get the safety, and then the Jets end up scoring their last touchdown of the game. A little bit while later, on the next drive, actually, Sam Darnold passed to Le'Veon Bell for 9 yards, who was kind of left wide open on a two-point conversion right immediately after that. But, some blown coverage there, but Bell kind of showing why he, can be as valuable as he is. Bell's a talented guy, and the Bills' defense, actually, overall, we'll get into the statistics in a little bit, but he was more valuable catching passes than he was running the ball on the ground. Next drive, Bills answer. The blowout ended with Steven Hauschka. 43-yard field goal is good after going 30 yards on 9 plays. So puts the Bills at giving them 3 points to the Jets 16. Then the Jets get the ball back, punt after only going 19 yards. Fourth quarter begins, and the Bills open up with a touchdown, going 85 yards on 8 plays. And Allen just barely getting in, having to move the ball with his feet again. Just getting it in the end zone on a 3-yard touchdown run. So he scrambled it to the right and just got it inside the pylon, and they were there. But this is when the Buffalo started moving, because they started utilizing the running backs. Singletary had a good stretch of yardage here, going 15 yards at a time, 12 yards, getting really big gains. And actually, I think this was the bulk of his running time here. I think he didn't really get looks until the last 6 minutes of the game, which is impressive. 70 yards on 4 plays. And Gore, Gore did a little bit too at this point, but Singletary kind of showed why he was why he made LeSean McCoy expendable at this point. But here we go. So the Bills score a touchdown. They're down 10-16 at this point. Jets get the ball back, punted away after going 19 yards on 6 plays, trying to kill the clock, and they just couldn't do a good job of it. Then the Bills get the ball back, and they march another 85 yards down the field, just like the last drive. 85 yards in 8 plays. Wow. Legit the same circumstances. And Josh Allen, they utilized a mix of good running and passing, and that's how it should have been in the first half. They were just too pass-heavy in the first half. And Allen threw a ball deep left to John Brown, 38-yard touchdown. It was the biggest play of the day for Buffalo. Defensive pass interference on the Jets, and it was declined. But this put the Bills up 17-16. And Jets tried to march a comeback, only went 10 yards in 8 plays, and the Bills punted away to close out the final moments of the game. So, I mean, yeah, great second half. That's what great teams do, though. And, you know, despite the sloppy performance, that you have to win those hard-to-win games where nothing is going right for you. That's what makes the Patriots so successful. That's what makes, I mean, Philadelphia yesterday, they were down 3 touchdowns to the Washington Redskins and came up big. And there were some other teams like that, too. You just can't, you have to overcome that. And it's a good testament to the Bills, their coaching, their persistence, and as I said at the top of the show, their character. They didn't quit. They didn't give up, hang in the towel. They changed what they had to do. But yeah, my one biggest issue is that they should have been running the ball more in the first half. They should have been. Utilizing Singletary, maybe Mosley going away, you know, getting hurt kind of opened the door for a better running game. That could be it, but Mosley's just one man, part of a front, you know, a rushing attack defense, the front seven essentially. So Buffalo should have been running the ball a little bit more, open things up, help Josh Allen pass, but that wasn't to be. And you know, they finally found the groove, and I think we don't have to really worry about that too much going forward. So yeah, let's read through some of the statistics of the game. We'll start off with the with passing. And on the Jets side of things, Sam Darnold was, he heaved the ball up quite a bit, going, throwing 175 yards on 28 completions to 41 attempts, and one touchdown pass. That was to Le'Veon Bell. On the Bills side of things, Josh Allen, 24 of 37 for 254 yards, one touchdown, and 2 interceptions. Yeah, and you know what? I'm starting to see those interceptions weren't really truly his fault. They did bounce off the hands of receivers. And I don't know if it's because he's slinging it too hard. I don't know if it was just sloppy hand-eye coordination. I'm not sure what it was, but it wasn't a good look, especially for Beasley, who's supposed to be the, you know, kind of one of the top guys. But luckily, John Brown was there to pick up his slack. Rushing-wise, this was a big deal. The Bills' defense held the Jets' rushing attack to only 68 yards total rushing, which was a very good sign. Le'Veon Bell, on 17 attempts, only went 60 yards. And, I mean, they did not have one of those. You know, Jets didn't have a great rushing offense last year either, but he had Le'Veon Bell. And, you know, they barely used Ty Montgomery. They put Jamison Crowder, a wide receiver, to work as a rusher. And Sam Darnold took off once for no yards. So the rushing attack is still not there for the Jets. And, you know, the Bills made them pay for it. Bills dominated the rushing attack. And like I said, mostly in the second half, Devin Singletary, 4 attempts, 70 yards. Allen had the took off 10 times for 38 yards, scoring a touchdown. Frank Gore, 11 attempts, only 20 yards. So, Singletary definitely the primary guy in that respect, and I hope they continue to use him a lot more. I really do. Take a look at receiving. Starting with the Jets, Jamison Crowder was the leading receiver for the day, catching 14 passes for 99 yards off 17 targets. Le'Veon Bell caught 6 for 32. Robbie Anderson, 3 for 23. He almost had a big deep ball from Sam Darnold, but Darnold overthrew it a little bit on that one. And that could have been a big game changer. We could be having a different result today if that was to happen. They also got passes from Josh Bellamy, caught a ball for 15 yards. Ryan Griffin, the former, I think he was with Houston, caught 3 passes, and he actually caught a ball in the end zone. It was called back because I think Darnold stepped over the line of scrimmage, and, you know, McDermott making the right call and challenging it, but You know, it eventually didn't matter because Le'Veon Bell caught a pass not too long after that. And let's see, on Buffalo's end, receiving wise, John Brown was the man of the hour, man of the day. 7 catches, 123 yards, and 1 touchdown for John Brown. You know, kind of emerging, separating himself from the rest of the pack. This is the kind of receiving that we hope for John Brown to be. You know, we want to see Cole Beasley kind of step up in this regard too. But, you know, John Brown emerged as a favorite here right now. And if he's not considered a wide receiver one at this point, he most certainly should be. Brown's very talented, has, you know, had stints. He was in Baltimore last year and was doing pretty good with Joe Flacco, but, you know, Lamar Jackson came around and that offense became more run-heavy, and just by Lamar Jackson's standards, you know, just for Lamar Jackson just taking the ball because he couldn't throw a whole lot last year. John Brown's looks kind of dropped off, and they kind of happened in Arizona a couple years ago, too. John Brown was in Arizona. I want to say it was Carson Palmer's last season. I could be wrong, but he just never had a quarterback that really looked to him. But Allen made the most of it, and we got to see some fun connections to it, especially that big touchdown run. That was huge. But otherwise, for receiving, Cole Beasley, 5 catches for 40 yards off 9 targets. Tommy Sweeney caught some passes, 2 catches, 35 yards off his 2 targets. Devin Singletary caught 5 balls for 28 yards. So once they started using Singletary properly, man, was a workhorse. Zay Jones, 2 catches for 18 yards. Pat DeMarco, 2 catches, 9 yards. Let's see. Yeah, Josh Allen, a couple fumbles. Defense didn't get any turnovers, really. I mean, aside from that kind of fumble at the end, they really didn't get any turnovers. But Poyer, Milano, Saran Neal, they got in on some big tackles, getting some quarterback sacks. Poyer did, as well as Lorenzo Alexander, Jerry Hughes, and Shaq Lawson. So it was a good defensive effort. I do got to say, the defense is one of my strong points, even though it didn't seem like it. They were on the field a lot yesterday. Well, depending on when you listen to this episode, they were on the field a lot against the Jets and exhausted. We know how, you know, we've seen that the 2000s were pretty much, for Bills fans, were highlighted by good defense and bad offense because the defense was on the field a lot of the times, and they become exhausted, and it's understandable. But the defense held through big time. Big time. You know, to hold the Jets, even though I think they let the gas off the pedal, you have to hold these teams under three touchdowns, at least, or 3 touchdowns and no more than that. That was one of my big expectations of this team, you know, coming into 2019, was you have to contain these guys and not let these teams run the score up. And it gives Josh Allen a chance to win. And you know what? They, through exhaustion, they did their job. They did their job very well. And, you know, turnovers would have been great, you know, but it's not every game you're going to get those. But what they did was contain the Jets' offense to less than 3 touchdowns and made the most of it. So good on them. Yeah, good on them. Good on the Bills' defense for doing that. And I'm trying to find like a total time of possession, and the sources I'm using, I don't really have that. But yeah, Buffalo dominated in all categories. Total yards, passing yards, rushing yards, yards per play. And fumbles lost and interceptions thrown, I guess. But some other stats, too. Third down conversion, Buffalo's 50%. Jets were 41%. Oh, here we go. Time of possession, actually. Jets had 32:01 of possession. So first half, though, that was bulk of the first half was the Jets on field with the turnovers. The Jets also led in penalties, 8-7 in that regard. But you know, still, it's a lot of time, but very happy. Bills fans, you should be happy. Happy but concerned. You know, we know that this isn't a sufficient way of winning games. You know, this is not a It can't last forever. You're not going to do this against the Jets, or excuse me, against the Patriots. You may not be able to do this against the Jets again. Dolphins, I wouldn't worry about too much right now. I don't think they're getting up on anybody. But a lot of these teams that you got to face, Philadelphia, Dallas, you can't get behind by more than a touchdown. You know what I mean? It's too hard. I mean, there's offensive onslaughts by these guys. So the Bills got to find a way to start hot early. You can't have these turnovers, can't have slow starts. Balance the offensive attack. And, you know, this can continue. But right now, what we saw yesterday was not efficient. It just can't happen. I don't know. I was writing yesterday, and I've just started really recently taking a liking to writing, and especially for Bills Wire. I'm not college educated by any means, but I started writing. But one thing that was stressful, it's kind of funny, was I'm writing the winners and losers article, and I'm stressing out because first I'm like, oh, okay, the Jets are winning. Kind of got everything figured out. Started writing about about midway through the third quarter. And then everything started switching around. And I was like, oh no, I got to delete some stuff. I got to add some stuff back in. So it got a little crazy. but it was fun. You know, I really enjoy writing. And I'm looking forward to just doing more stuff and getting better at it. But it was just, that's you want to see, but don't want to see. You want to see dominant victories. They go a long way for Buffalo. But I'm not going to rant too much. One more time, congratulations to my man, Jeremy, on your wedding. Good on you. And next week, Bills returning back to the same venue to play the New York Football Giants. Should be a good one. Go Bills.